But I'm going to bring in Stubby Brian Koenig. Stubby, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I got to ask you first, how did things go with the dentist yesterday? Are you all right, man?
Well, I thought I was until I was listening to your opening, and then I thought my pain meds were doing something really weird.
They kicked in.
I was having a max headroom moment there at the beginning. I thought, what the crap is going on? I was like, man, did I take too many? That was crazy. So, now I'm missing a tooth this morning, and I am on pain meds. So I say something a little weird. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Unlike the major metropolitan radio stations, we don't have a 7-second delay. So
I'll be careful.
No, right.
Well, keep in mind, Stubby, if one is good, two is always better.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what can we look for, Brian? Do you have any new information from our interview we did Friday? I played that back yesterday. We're all looking at our TV stations we like to watch and websites we like to check. I can't see anyone committing to any snowfall totals. What about you?
Greater than an inch.
Okay. Bigger than a bread box.
Nice. The pills are kicking in.
No. I'm looking at it right now, and the models are just kind of all over the place. I mean, they update every 6 hours, and with that said, every time I look at it, it's like open that box of Lucky Charms and not knowing what toy you're going to get in it. So it's just kind of all over the place. But if I were to go out on a limb right now, I think the line is going to be one of those above 70, I-70, and below I-70, I think, is where it might split again, which is always seems to be Southern Indiana has some type of a, globe or something over that keeps it out. But I do think we're looking at probably 4 inches below I-70 and anywhere between 5 and 10 inches above 70. And as we get up into that Michigan City, South Bend, Gary area, we could be looking at 15 to 20 inches. But here's what people aren't considering, and I posted this morning on my Stubby Weather Center page. Wind is a key factor. I don't think anybody should be worried about snow depth at this point, because you were talking about the temperatures being 4 degrees high on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we're having is the wind is going to be just below or maybe at a Cat 1 hurricane level. Mm-hmm. And that is, we're talking about 55 to 65 mile an hour wind gust in areas, and we could take 2 inches of snow, and that could cause 6 foot snowdrift. So if we do get 6, 7, 8 inches here in central Indiana with those wind speeds in it, they look to not be letting up in all the models. That's been consistent, and you'll see the weather folks on TV and radio and stuff talk about that. We are going to be in for a blizzard-like conditions and something that we haven't seen in several years. I don't think we're going to reach blizzard of 78 levels. That was 15 inches of snow in 24 hours, and the barometric pressure dropped down into the 28.5 range, which is when we see that. Right behind that, there are wind speeds that are just crazy, and that's what blows all the snow around and causes us to have to dig our cars and our kids out of the snow.
Yeah, cars and kids. Well, that's a good point on the wind, because the National Weather Service doesn't always talk about that. That could be a real problem with roads, power lines, trees, things like that. Also, you mentioned the barometric pressure. Could you explain a little bit to us how that affects the winds and what the barometric pressure sort of means without boring us to death?
Yeah, basically when it's nice and sunny and everything's all copacetic, everything is good, you know, we're in that 30 inches of mercury, which is high weather high weather pressure. And so if we're jumping down into that 29 range, that's considered low, and that's when we have storms and the winds and things like that, even in the summer. So it's not seasonal, but it's just where the weather pressure is pushing down on the earth. And so it will cause, right behind a low pressure system is usually accompanied by a lot of wind speed. And so if I look at the isobars and stuff from around the low pressure system coming through Illinois and Indiana, and then it will go into Ohio. If I look at that, it almost looks like a hurricane or a cyclone, because it's got that eye in the middle of it, and it's got those real fast wind speeds. So we're concerned about that. I think during that blizzard of 78, like I said, it was like 28.5, which was really low. And, I think we're heading down into the really low 29s, and I don't know if we'll see that 28th again, but we could. And one thing I want to tell people, because they don't understand what the barometric pressure does, but for people that get headaches and, like migraines, and they're having issues with their joints, when we have high pressure, think of that as your hands around a balloon and squeezing that balloon. That's high pressure. You're pushing inward, and that keeps everything compartmentalized where it should be. When the pressure gives up, it's like that balloon expanding and popping, because all the fluids in the body, in the joints, around your brain, things like that, it all expands and it starts pushing on the nerves and stuff like that. So when we have low pressure, everything in the body is expanding, and that's, we get swelling, and people are saying, I'm getting migraines, I think it's going to rain. That's because the barometric pressure dropping.
Oh, be darned. Well, you're a doctor and a meteorologist now. So.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like MacGyver.
Dr. Stubby.
Dr. Stubby, yeah.
Well, so it sounds like it, maybe instead of some sort of like blizzard, it sounds like it's more like some sort of like hurricane is what's coming, which I think is fabulous, because it'll keep me from going to the in-laws, Stubby. I appreciate it.
That's the big thing.
Saves me some gas money, Stubby.
Yeah, well, my in-laws are supposed to be coming down here, so we'll see how the travel is. I think I really – well, actually, no, we changed that. My wife changed that. We're going up there on Monday. But we do have relatives coming in, and I get such crazy questions on my weather page.
I've been reading some of them in the comments. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, if it's going to be really bad travel weather, how am I supposed to get to the airport on Friday? And what do I do if my flight's canceled?
Well, Mom. Wow.
You're also a psychiatrist and a life coach.
Well, Mr. Obvious. So I also had someone, bless her heart, she's so sweet, she responds to a lot of stuff on my weather page. And she's like, well, my generator is in my shed. If the power goes out, should I move it closer to the house?
Well, if you can pick it up, and
probably something to ask a loved one.
Well, unless you want to dig through a 7-foot snowdrift to get it out of there, I would suggest you might want to get that a little close to the house.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and do that before, though.
Stubby, why do you think all the village idiots are coming to your page? I mean,
because they're getting kicked off the other page. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, we do.
Those guys with the thin skin that they've got 100,000 followers, and two people make a comment and they're yelling at everybody.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So,
So I wanted to ask you about the timing. As we joke around about the in-laws and everybody trying to hit a airport this weekend or get somewhere, what are we looking at timing-wise, at least from the Stubby Weather Center?
Well, I think what you're looking at is we're still going to be in the upper 30s, maybe 40 degrees on Thursday. So the first wave of precipitation is going to be rain. And then I think we'll turn over to some sleet somewhere mid-Thursday. And then as the temperatures really start to plummet Thursday night, that's when it turns to snow. So I'm guessing probably, after 7, after 8 o'clock, I think that's when we're going to see the snow really start to fall. And then overnight on Thursday, but Friday is going to be an absolute mess. I think that you're going to see, NDOT and the weather safety people basically say non-essential travel is banned.
Right.
I think they're going to shut down roads, the highways and stuff. Just tell people not to go out and not to be stupid, because with these wind speeds that we're looking at, if we're 50, 60 mile an hour wind gust and 5 degrees, that puts us at minus 25 to minus 30 wind chill temps. If you're out in a car and you get stranded, you're going to freeze to death in your car, especially if you don't have any blankets. If you have any water with you, it's going to freeze. Mm-hmm. And if you have to get out and walk or something, it will take a matter of minutes before you experience frostbite, things like that.
So, yeah, I've heard as little as 15 minutes when we're minus 20.
Yep. Yeah. And you mentioned the other day one of the tools that I use is humor, and I'm trying to be as serious as possible. I think people aren't taking this. It's like the people down, in Fort Myers during the hurricane.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to write it out. It's not going to be very bad.
Yeah.
And I had predicted a few days out, I said, I think Fort Myers area is going to be decimated. People were mad at me, and what happened? Fort Myers
was
decimated. So take this seriously, and if you need to travel, get out of town Wednesday, early Thursday, and I think this storm is going to be around until midday on Saturday with more snow, and even possibly some snow now on Christmas Day. So,
yeah, I saw that too.
This is a huge storm. People can't even. I'm looking at the map right now. I know people can't see through the radio, but it's huge. It's huge, and it's not going to, I don't think it's going to shrink any. I think it's just going to pick up more energy and continue to grow.
Well, that's what I was, my last question was asking about. We might be dealing with this for a day or two or three past Christmas.
Yeah, I think so. And I think we saw back in the blizzard of 78, I was 15 when that happened. And I remember, obviously, we didn't have any warnings at that time. You didn't have the internet. No, nobody knew that was coming. We had 5 inches on the ground, and we got another 15 inches in about 24 hours, and that shut everything down for about 10 days. I mean, I remember, my dad and my grandfather, finally, when they cleared 231 from Lafayette through Crawfordsville and down, they went and checked on our property at Raccoon Lake. And I know that the snow drifts were 6-7 feet high.
Wow.
So, it was crazy. So I don't think we'll get to that level, but I do think some areas, especially out in the rural areas, the farmlands, the county roads, those types of things, if you can even find a road, you'd be lucky.
Right. Yeah, you better know where they are.
I had a quick question, just switching gears a bit. How long have you played guitar?
Bill's a guitar player.
I have played guitar since I was 9. I just turned 60. And I actually perform throughout the year probably 2 to 4 times a week as a solo acoustic artist in wineries, brew pubs, restaurants, private events, and things like that. I've been a musician my entire life.
That's what Kevin says. Do you write your own songs? Do you do covers too?
Yeah, I do. I have a brand new album I just put out at the end of last December, the day before I had major shoulder surgery. I didn't know I was going to have that when we had the release date. for that, but it's available under the name B.T. Koning, K-O-N-I-N-G, and the album is called Second Wind, and it's available on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Deezer, Tidal, all of the digital music platforms.
Hmm.
And it's country, and I've got people like Tim Wright from the Wright Brothers, Tay Bronson, who was with the 90s band Push Down and Turn, playing bass on the album, and Seth Jenkins, who plays with Clayton Anderson. He's a great lead guitar player. And then I've got some other people that are on there as well. So
wow.
Well, I was thinking sometime you could come up and we could like make a weather song together. But
yeah.
I'm a bass player, and so I mean, when I get my pizzas delivered, I'll be back to write songs with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll make sure I speak slower. So.
Thank you so much. Yeah, don't use big book helper words. I don't do well with that. Thank you.
Well, you know, we're gonna make a day of it one day, real soon. Then,
and I bet you play a Taylor.
Actually, I'm in my studio / office right now. I have two Alvarez Yaris,
mm-hmm.
two Takaminis, and a Taylor 314 CE. So, and then I have a Fender Strat and a Carvin bass.
Very nice.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Well, when you become a guitar player or anything, you quickly become a collector.
Yeah.
That's part of how it goes.
My wife would just call me an idiot.
Sure, sure. No, I hear you, man.
Yeah, Bill's married,
like,
too.
What are you, how many guitars can you play on stage at once?
Give me a try.
One at a time.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for being available this morning. We're already on commercial break, and we are going to check in with you then Thursday morning, right?
Yes, Thursday. Let's go for it on Thursday. And the NAMC, the CONUS model, will be pretty up-to-date, and that's the model that we look at for as accurate as we can from the National Weather Service.
And we'll take things serious, but, hey, you keep using that big humor tool of yours, bud. Doing all right.
All right, I will do.
All right.
Have a great day, guys. Stay safe.
You too. Thank you, Brian. That's Brian, better known as Stubby Koenig. A wealth of information there.
A little bit of everything.
With a little fun.
Yeah.